Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building an old school ride groove shape in Ableton Live 12 that brings warm, take style grit into a drum and bass edit without smearing the whole mix. The big idea here is simple. Don't think of the ride as just a cymbal on top. Think of it as a top layer drum voice. It should interact with the break, support the snare, add motion, and carry that slightly worn, sampled, early DNB attitude. We want human feel, soft transients, controlled grit, and enough edge to cut through a dense 140 to 174 BPM arrangement. So let's start with the source. Choose a ride sample that already leans in the right direction. Darker is better. A used break ride, a jazzy ride cut from a breakbeat, something with a little room, a little dust, a little age, is going to get you there faster than a super clean modern cymbal. Drop it into simpler in classic mode, or load it into a drum rack pad if you want to build a larger kit. Set it to trigger so each note plays cleanly, and trim the sample so the attack is present but not razor sharp. If the ride rings too long, shorten the decay or release. If it's too pristine, don't worry, we're going to age it. Now here's the part that matters most. Program the groove first, not the sound. In this style, the pattern creates a huge amount of the vibe. Start with a one-bar loop and think in terms of movement, not just straight time heaping. A classic old-school ride shape might hit on the one, then the upbeat, then a syncopated accent, then another lift before the bar turns over. You can try a pattern like this at around 170 BPM, hit on one, another on the of one, then on the end of two, then three, then the of three, then the end of four. That gives you this rolling, slightly broken motion that feels alive. And don't make every bar identical. That's one of the quickest ways to make it feel looped instead of edited. Old school energy comes from variation, from the ride behaving like part of an arrangement, not just a metronome. Next, go into velocity. This is where the ride starts to feel played rather than programmed. Give the main accents a stronger velocity, somewhere in the 95 to 110 range. Let the secondary hits sit lower, maybe 60 to 85. And those tiny pickup hits before fills or phrase changes, keep them very light, around 25 to 45. You want a clear hierarchy. Strong hits, flow hits, dust hits. That layering makes the groove breathe. A little teacher note here, if your snare and main break hits are supposed to hit first, protect that hierarchy. If the ride starts competing, soften its transient before you just turn it down. That usually keeps the groove more musical. Now let's add groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing or an extracted groove from a breakbeat. Keep it restrained. This is not the place for obvious shuffle. Start around 20 to 40% timing, maybe 10 to 25% velocity, and almost no randomness. The point is slight push and pull. Let the ride sit just a little behind the grid on some notes, while the core break remains more locked. That gives tension without making the top end feel seasick. Now we'll shape the tone with EQ8. High pass the ride somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz, because cymbals don't need low end. If the attack is too sharp, try a small cut around 4 to 7 kHz. And if the ride is too shiny and modern, gently dip some of the very top end, maybe with a small shelf above 10 kHz. For a darker jungle feel, you often want the ride living more in the upper mids than in that glossy air band. Once the EQ is in place, it's time to add warmth and age. Saturator is a great first stop. Add a modest amount of drive, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. Keep an eye on the output so the level doesn't jump. Cymbals distort fast, so subtlety goes a long way. If you want more character and movement, roar is a great alternative. Use a warmer or mid-focused mode, keep the tone a bit dark, and avoid heavy feedback unless you specifically want aggression. The goal is worn texture, not destruction. After that, try drum bus. This is excellent for gluing the ride and softening the top without losing definition. Keep drive modest, crunch low, and if the attack is too clicky, use a bit of negative transients. Usually you don't need boom on a ride unless you're doing a special effect. The key is to thicken, not turn it into noise. Now check stereo width. Old school rides can feel wide, but not ultra hi-fi wide. If the sample is too broad, bring the utility width down to somewhere around 75 to 90%. If it needs a bit more lift, you can open it up slightly, but be careful. In a dense DNB mix with big pads, reese layers, and reverb, a ride that's too wide can float away from the drums instead of locking in with them. If you want subtle movement, automate a little filtering. Auto filter works well for this. You can slowly close the top end over a phrase and reopen it into the drop, or let a very gentle low-pass sweep help transitions breathe. Keep the movement small. We are aiming for unstable life, not a wobble effect. Now for space. A short dirty send is often perfect here. Set up a return with hybrid reverb, or echo, and keep it short, dark, and restrained. Maybe a decay under a second, low cut around 500 Hz, high cut somewhere around 6 to 8 kHz, and not much pre-delay. If the return needs extra age, add a little saturation or EQ after it. Just a touch of that worn room vibe is enough to make the ride sit like it belongs in an old sample-based edit. If you want more depth, layer two ride identities. One can give you the attack and definition, the other can provide a dusty wash and sustain. Process them together through the same bus so they feel like one instrument. That bus is where the magic usually happens. On the ride bus, use EQ8 to carve harshness, saturator to warm up, drum bus to smooth the transients, utility to control width, and maybe a very gentle glue compressor for just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. Don't overdo the compression. You want movement, not flattening. A small amount of glue is usually enough to make the ride feel printed and cohesive. At this point, start thinking like an arranger. The ride can be a tension tool, not just a timekeeper. In the intro, filter it down and drown it in a little haze. In the build, increase the density and open the tone. In the drop, keep it tighter and more defined. In the second drop, make it a little dirtier or more animated than the first. That contrast keeps the listener engaged. And here's a really useful advanced mindset. Use micro gaps on purpose. A missing ride hit before a fill can create more momentum, and adding another note. Tiny dropouts make the return feel bigger. That's a varied old school trick. And it works because the ear notices the absence and then the re-entry hits harder. If you want to push the sound further, resample the ride once the chain feels right. Printing it to audio gives you that more committed, worn-in feel, and then you can slice, reverse, or warp it for edits. That can make the part feel more like a sampled performance than a MIDI loop. Also, listen in context. A ride that sounds a little dull solo often works perfectly once the bass, breaks, and other effects are in. Old school grit usually needs the rest of the mix to complete the illusion. Let's talk common mistakes quickly. Don't make the ride too bright. That immediately pulls it toward modern polish. Don't oversaturate cymbals. They'll turn into fizzy hash very fast. Don't ignore velocity. If every hit is the same, the groove dies. Don't drown it in reverb. Too much space smears the break. And don't swing everything too hard. Let the ride support the pocket, not blur it. A couple of pro moves before we wrap up. You can sidechain the ride very lightly to the kick or snare, just enough to tuck it out of the way on the main hits. You can also layer a tiny amount of filtered noise or vinyl-style texture underneath to make it feel older. And if you find the sweet spot, resample it. Then build fills by muting one hit, reversing a tail, or slicing a transition. Those tiny edits go a long way in this style. Here's a good practice exercise. Build a 2-bar old-school ride edit for a roller at 170 BPM. Use a dark ride sample in simpler. Make bar 1 moderate in density, bar 2 slightly busier with a pickup into bar 3. Shape the velocities so the accents breathe. Apply a little swing from the groove pool. Then process it with EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and utility. Add a short room reverb on a send, and automate a subtle filter opening between the 2 bars. Then listen for 3 things. Does it glue to the break? Does it add motion without harshness, and does it still leave space for the bass? If it does, you're in the pocket. So the core formula is this. Start with a darkish ride source, program the rhythmic shape first, use velocity and groove for human feel, warm and age the tone with stock Ableton devices, control width and space carefully, and use the ride as an arrangement tool, not just a timekeeper. That's how you get old school ride groove shape with warm tape style grid in Ableton Live 12, performed, sampled, alive, and still clean enough to sit in a modern DNB mix. Nice.